Bardzo dobry, bardzo dobry. You mentioned that the five conditions you need for Chazara, which are
Ruach Kedama,
very good,
fully cooked,
right,
intention,
the holding, intention to go back, and
you didn't put it down on the floor,
but that, yeah, so holding it. One more. It should still be a rule.
Hard, right.
Okay, fine. We mentioned that sometimes if you didn't do this kind of kavanah, or you put it down at least on a table, yeah, not on the floor, and for the evidence, just cut it every day. Okay. Okay, the Rabbi actually spoke about this on Friday night a few weeks ago. So, what happens if someone takes a pot off the fire, yeah, and takes it to the table and he puts it down, and then takes his plate, he realizes he took the chorin instead of the chicken soup. Yeah? So he took the pot of chorin and he was meant to have taken the pot of chicken soup. Yeah? So can he do chazara? Can he put it back? Yeah. So meaning he didn't have in mind, and let's even put it down, right? So you chasa both, right? If you only chasa the one, it could be there's room to be made. But here it's chasa too important tonight. Yeah, can he put it back?
Right? Nothing don't have a problem.
Why?
Because it's cold, so warm.
Yep, yeah, it's part of chazara. But Ashkenazi problem of chazara, how can he put it back?
No, I thought Ashkenazi would make all that way, but
not by chazara, by bishul we make it. He's still got another problem of chazara. But there's two totally separate problems, right? There's a problem of Bishul, which might be into derisus, yeah? And there's another problem, which is even if you're not into Bishul, yeah, the food's fully cooked, yeah? But you're not allowed, you took your chonah pot off the hot plate, yeah? You serve it for lunch, and it's quite good, they think, let's have it for Shalosh Shiddus. So you wanted to keep warm, so you wanted to put it back. You're not allowed to put it back. Even though it's fully cooked. Yeah? Why? That's chazara.
Sure, I understood we were making about it that way. Like if you didn't know.
So in the top dishol there shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, it's still hot. Great. In the top dishol it should be okay. But there's a bayah of chazara. Yeah? Chazara is a we did mention it when we learned it, but the rabbi also mentioned it's a machloekes achroyim, right? We did mention Rav Shach said it was no good. Rav Shach, I understood that you needed the positive das of putting it back. The fact that you made a mistake that doesn't help you. Yeah, I didn't want to do it. No, I didn't have das. Yeah. Right? The Maaseh, I didn't have das. So the Rav mentioned about Rav Shach said you need a positive das to put it back on that you didn't have. So Rav Shach would hold that as no good. But the Maaseh, Rav Shach was on the Maaseh, it's lethal. We're not getting involved now. And therefore, Allah the Maaseh is it's mutter. Okay, so if you made a mistake, again, as long as you meet all the other conditions, like Abi was pointing out, yeah, it's still hot, various things, maybe you can put it back. Okay? A similar sign is if let's say you had your chonel pot sitting on a hot plate, yeah, everything was done fine, yeah, and you woke up, and you woke up, whatever, the middle somewhere, and you realized there was a power failure, yeah? And your whole house, the electricity, or at least let's just say that, or the hot plug, whatever, your house, you've lost all electricity. Yeah? You're going to have, if the toilet is still hot, let's say, yeah? But if you leave it there, yeah, you're not going to have hot toilet for lunch. Okay? So is there an answer? Can you go to your neighbor, who's assuming they've got a, it's covered, they've got a hot plate, whatever the case is, yeah? Can you take your toilet pot from your cold hot plate, yeah, and give it to the neighbor, put it on his plate. So again, you didn't have anything in mind, Right?
I think we still
can.
Yeah?
Right,
Shabbos,
they know.
Yeah, the Torah, yeah, so the Torah is going to be, it's going to be totally the same things, right? Let's just be, but let me just tell you one could have, where everyone will be masking. Okay? If the hot plate is still hot, even though the electricity is off, but it's still hot, that it could heat up something, yeah? Then the person said that everyone would be masking, that's called a fire. That's, the fire's still on, right? So then, but now, you have in mind, right? Exactly, now I'm taking off, I'm only going to put on something. I'll say that would be, that's the same number, that's still a fire, yeah? The fact that electricity is off, doesn't mean it's not a fire. Yeah? It's only once it itself doesn't have the clout to, when the hot plate, the fire, which is the hot plate, when that doesn't have the clout to make something hot, that's called not a fire, right? So even the truth is off, but the hot plate is hot, yeah? That would still be a fire. And then there'd be no side of the quarter anyway.
Yeah. A couple of minutes, it's like three. And how long does it stay up?
I don't know. I'm gonna say, give me that.
But I need to clean up the shower.
It takes half a while. I mean, I have to wait. I just tell you a very sniper. But a few years ago, in our house, my wife was. I was out of the house. It was Thursday night, and my wife. She was sleeping, she smelled something, like burning things. She came into the pantry where, and she sometimes uses a hot plate to heat up things. So she realized that it was still on, someone left it off or whatever. Someone left it off. So she pulled out the plug. Yeah? And unfortunately, sometime later, she woke up, there were flames in the house. She didn't, there was tablecloths on top of the hot plate. Yeah? So even though she pulled out the plug, they were still so hot that it still managed to ignite the things. So, yeah, I don't think it took me 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Where are we? Yeah, right. Okay. So this case over here, when electricity went out, yeah, and let's assume that the hot plate is cold now, yeah? So again, seems to be the same machlokes as we had before without that case. Yeah, so again, halacha on ice is you can be makel, yeah? The fact that you had no intention of taking it off the fire, yeah? That's what the Shlomo Zalman Aruch says, you wanted it to be on the fire, just the fire disappeared, yeah? That's not a given doubt that you, by any means, that you wanted it off, you're not mistaken it from the fire, and therefore you can just put it onto a neighbor's pot. Okay. Again. This is considered to be Hazara, and it's Mutter to do. Right? Okay. Fine. We are. Okay, next point. Right, okay, the last point of here is that, I think we mentioned before, that Chazara is only muta on top of a fire. It's not muta to put like inside a fire. Meaning, you can put it on top of a stove, yeah, again when it's covered. Yeah, but let's say inside an oven is a problem. Inside something where there's a theory much more heat, that chazal that will never matter chazal. Okay, so that's why we mentioned before that there might be a problem of putting if you take your if you've got a crock pot, yeah, which surrounds the pot, yeah. So assuming you avoid all the other problems of chatman and all other things, it could still be there's a problem to put that pot if you take it off and want to put it back in, you could be into another problem even if it's fully covered. Yeah, you might be into a problem of chazara, okay? Because that could be the nature of us being inside the fire as opposed to on top of the fire, okay?
So, how do you get out of that?
Look, it could be not okay, you can.
No, you put a spoon.
That's Hadara.
You put a rock.
Rock wasn't machia, it wasn't sure whether it's a
rock. You put a rock or a spoon or something.
Yeah, that, but what happened to Hadara? Hatmana, you're right. There's two separate issues. Hatmana, we said, there might be an issue, Mr. Chairman will discuss it again, but there might be an issue of Hatmana, which means that if you were to keep it the way it is now, even on Erev Shabbos, you can't make Charon like that. Yeah, if that's because it's Hatmana with Zabba Moisiv Hevel, which is after even Erev Shabbos, so we have a problem, that's a problem, you can't do it. Okay, fine. There's one answer which is put the stones inside, raise it up, and so that's not Hatmana. Okay, fine, so you can do that on Erev Shabbos, you can cook it, put it there, leave it aside. But once you take it off, yeah, even if you were to cover the thing inside, yeah, so it's now considered not an open flame, it's an ish proof of a tumor, but you still got another problem because it could be that's considered to be inside the oven, yeah, as opposed to on top, yeah, okay. So again, yeah, the Rav wasn't sure about that, so it seems to be should avoid it. Okay, fine. Okay. Now, the next point we have to is the Chazar and Erev Shabbos. Now, this is a Chiddush of Rishonim. Okay. The Rosh Chiddush that there's also an Issa of Chazar and Erev Shabbos. What does that mean? That means let's say I've got the children cooking on Erev Shabbos. I put it on in the morning. Yeah. And I take it off the fire. I don't put it for a bit. Yeah. I put it down. Put it on the. Let's just go with the extreme case. I put it on the floor. Yeah. Then I wouldn't be allowed. I'm going to explain it to the Prophet soon. I'm not allowed to put it back on the fire, even on Erev Shabbos, even before Shabbos has come in. Okay? Why? Because Chazal are worried that if you're doing that on Erev Shabbos, yeah, maybe you'll also come to your own Shabbos. Yeah? Okay. So, what exactly are the parameters over here? Because normally, something Erev Shabbos, you're not into Chazara problems, you're into Shia problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What's this idea? When is this Chazara? What's in between Shia and Chazara? When do you say which? So these Rishonim say that it depends. If you're putting the cholent onto the back, returning it to the fire, within the amount of time that it takes, that you are unable to cook this food, then you're into Chazara. So let's say it takes 2 hours to cook the cholent. Yeah. So if you put this cholent back on the fire within 2 hours, yeah, of Shabbos, that's called Chazar and Erev Shabbos, and that would be Asr. Okay, I'm still going to explain that. It's not across the board that it's Asr, we'll get to that in a bit. Okay, but if you were to put it back on the fire, if you were to cook it on Thursday, right, and then on Friday morning you put it back on and you leave it there for the rest, then that would be okay. Yeah, it's only if you're putting it back on the fire within the amount of time that it takes to heat this whole thing up. That's called Chazar. Okay? Yeah, everyone got that?
No.
It's fully cooked.
Fully cooked.
An hour before Shabbos, you take the shalom off, you can't put it back on.
Yeah, yeah. But okay, I'm going to. You will see, it's not really so good for us, but you'll get it, so don't worry too much. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, heat it up, so it's already cooked. Chazar is where it's already cooked. Yeah, okay.
It's supposed to.
As opposed to
heating up on the flame and then putting the blach on and then putting it on the flame.
Oh, yeah, okay. This
is, that's not what you're talking about.
Hang on a second. Okay. Yeah, okay. The point that everyone worrying too much about it is the point is this Issa Chazar and Erev Shabbos is only when the flame is not covered. If it were to be covered, then we're not in there, then they wouldn't go, is there? Okay, so our hot place, which most people are made for, and say that's considered to be good for the consumer, so you're not going to get into a problem by that. Yeah? Mm-hmm. If you're cooking if anything that goes onto your hot plate, you'll be okay. You've avoided this chazar of Erev Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah? The only time it is relevant then, it could be by a crock pot, yeah, because there's not good for consumer, yeah, normally. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So then you could be into chazar. Okay?
Aluminum foil might help.
Yeah, in that case it should help. Yeah, enough. Right, very good. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So again?
I'm a little bit confused. If you're investing in an Arab shop,
yeah.
You know what? I fancy a hamburger.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it on the plate right now.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah. So that's not Hazara, because that was never cooked. Right?
No,
you're right. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So that, yeah.
That's not an issue because you're going to finish all of the cooking before Shabbos. So then you didn't put it on, and it's on.
Right. That's even better, to be right. Okay. Again, Hazara is only, it's only going to be an issue if it's still on the. No, it's not. No, take that back. But what were you saying?
He said, I can't cook up an egg on Erev Shabbos because Hazara of Shabbos.
Yeah.
No, because it's only an issue. If it's going to be fully cooked by, and then you're going to take it off, then by definition you put it on with enough time for it to cook before Shabbos. So you're putting it on.
Very good. Yeah, that's true. Right. Okay, yeah. So you're saying that's only going to see it, if anything. And it's not Shia, because by the time Shabbos comes in, you've taken it and it's fully cooked anyway. Right. Yes? Yeah, but it's fully cooked. Okay, but then you need them. Okay, let's go again. You cooked it on Thursday, your chorus is fully cooked. Okay, you put it in the fridge. Okay, now Friday, let's say to get hot is going to take you an hour. Yeah?
On the black or something?
On the black, let's say. Okay? It's going to take you an hour to get hot. Now you put it in 5 minutes before Shabbos comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay? So that would... Okay, the black was a bad example because he's saying that's mutter anyway. Okay, you've got an open fryer over there. Yeah?
A crock pot.
Right? So you put it back on 5 minutes before Shabbos comes in. That's going to be Chazar. The Chazar and Erev Shabbos.
I got that. Okay, that's take one, could you? See, it's all. It's happened over the Shabbos.
Okay, why? Very good, okay. Very good. The person speak out, even if the chocolate is still hot, it doesn't matter. We look at the time period that we care about is if it were to be cold, how much time would it take to heat up? Yeah, so it takes an hour. Okay, that's your madad. That's your.
How long did it heat up? How long did it
heat up? It's already cooked. Again, it's already cooked.
How long did it heat up?
Yeah. Okay, you're right. So the point is totally on the fire.
Because I decided I'm feeling like a slow fire, then I can't even go on a fast fire too fast.
It's part of the kind of Chazara. Chazal were worried. Okay, we find it very hard to understand. But Chazal were worried that if they allow this to do Chazara and Erev Shabbos, it also comes to do Chazara and Erev Shabbos. So that's it. It's an extension of Chazara and Shabbos. Okay, fine. So it depends on the food we're putting. The food that you're putting on, how much time would it take to heat that food up? And even if the food is very hot, it doesn't matter. If this food were cold, how much time would it take this food to heat up? Okay.
It's only
for room temperature.
For room.
It's only
for
900 degrees.
Wait, even if it was in the fridge?
Summer, yeah.
Even if it was colder than 900 degrees?
Yeah, I know. It's cool. I'm not sure.
Don't count it.
Okay.
I don't believe that's true.
What?
I don't believe that's true.
You think it's probably.
What from the temperature?
Yeah, but it's okay. If it's already hot, then we.
That's definitely
true. So I assume that, well, that's the same thing. It could be you're saying maybe you're laughing the other way also. Maybe. Lee later, I will.
I know that's been the 2 years if you've got it the upside down for the business.
Yeah, okay. Right. We're saying this whole thing disappears. If it's good for the consumer, it also disappears. Right? Okay. So right. Exactly. Well, if you're doing it on a hot plate, then you can ignore it. Okay. So, one other thing was, if the food is, let's say, partially cooked,
right.
Yeah? Then, does this scenario apply or not? So there's a chance to say that it doesn't. Why? Because over here, what's the whole thing to say, right, is, because if you do Chazar on Erev Shabbos, you might come to do Chazar on Shabbos. If the food is only partially cooked, everyone knows you're not allowed to cook food on Shabbos. Yeah? So there's no chashash that you'll never put this on food on the fire in the first place on Shabbos, because you're actually cooking it, it's not just Chazar in there. Yeah. So at some point you can therefore say that it's mutter. Other mishpura brings others is no, it's a loy food. Yeah. Any kind of food has been cooked to some extent, you're into this theory. Okay. Now the ma'isa, do we hold of this or not? So the Rav said the minhag is to be makel, but he says
based on what?
What do you mean?
How are you just
making it? Yeah, don't say it. It's a finish of Tosfos and the Rosh.
Oh, this
wasn't in the Gemara? No, it's not in the Gemara. No. The Tosfos and the Rosh on the diet, a lot of Gemara. There's a lot of Gemara that says you can return it even on Shabbos. I think it's a lot of Gemara. And they understand, what do you mean even on Shabbos? The whole Chazar is only Shabbos. Yeah. No. So then obviously there's an Isra Chazar also on Erev Shabbos. Okay? Right. So it's a Tosfos and a Rosh. The Rosh says the minhag is to make it. He says, if it's not such a need,
doesn't apply.
Yeah, according to that, there's no such theory. Okay, but the Rama says that if there's not such a need, then it's good to be master. So if you're able to be master, very good. Okay, if things don't work out, whatever, then it is what to be make of. But definitely, no. The person should try and avoid it. Okay, yeah, fine. Fine. Okay, let's say you have we've turned over the page. Okay, you've got your cholent sitting on the stove. Yeah, you take it and are you allowed to transfer that cholent into a different pot which is already on the fire? Meaning, is the whole chazara, is it just taking that pot, taking it over and putting it back on, or can you even transfer that food to a different, so you've got another pot that's on the fire, whatever, another chalon. You want to mix the two together. Would that be mutter? Okay, so the answer is yes. Yeah, chazara, there's no specific requirement that you have to take the same pot and put it back on, and there's no specific requirement also that you have to put it back into the same fire that was already on. Yeah, so for example, if you have your chalon sitting on a it's on an open fire. Yeah? You've got a gas knob, a gas burner over there, yeah. And you're worried it's going to burn the chalent, yeah. So you're allowed to take that off, pick it up, and go put it on a different fire, which is grouped with tuna. Yeah. There's no the age where it's coming from doesn't really bother us. That's irrelevant. Yeah, as long as it is on a fire, you can return it to any type of fire, as long as it's grouped with tuna and you meet all the other conditions of the chazara. Okay? Yeah? Looking a bit blank. Okay?
As far as, because we said before about like not mixing.
We'll come to it in a second, yeah.
But you do that when you're...
Yeah, very good, but we'll come to that. Yeah. If it's on the fire anyway, at least. Mm-hmm. Right? Very good. Yeah, hold your thoughts. Okay. Right. Okay. There is a case which is not so posh. The machloket of the Mishnah is made for that, which is if you have food in a pot. Yeah, sitting on fire. Yeah, you transfer it to a different pot. Okay, and then you want to put that pot on the fire now. Everyone follow the case?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, you got cholent sitting in a pot. I'm just going to call it a tea rishon. Yeah. Okay. You take that cholent off the fire. You have in mind to return it to the fire. All these things. Yeah. But you transfer. You pull that the food that's in the first tea in the tea rishon into a tea sheni. And now you want to put that tishani back on the fire. Okay? Yeah? So, the pashat of the Gemara is that that's the side in the Gemara, whether that's mutter or not. Yeah? The fact that you transfer it to a tishani could be that's already a type of a... Yeah. Okay? And the Gemara doesn't answer. So some Rishonim do learn that that's what the Gemara is asking. Yeah? And the Maganim Rama says, therefore you should push it to be machmer. Okay? The Maisa Mishra Brura, based on other Rishonim, is made for that. Okay, the big enough minute for that, okay.
You say that for returning, you don't need it to be piping hot, you just need it to be hot.
Yeah, but they compare it to like putting it on the ground. Even putting it on the ground, it's still hot. But you've been misunderstood.
Why putting it on the second part is considering.
Because, why are you putting in the second part? Yeah, so they say they're putting in the second part. There's like, if you're interested in the heat, you're interested, then keep it in the first part. Why are you putting in the second part?
There might be something wrong on the part.
There's a simple explanation.
Yeah.
And no other explanation. Because blood right now burns down certain places. I don't like continuing with
it. Okay, if you're right, okay.
I think usually why you're doing it. You're not doing it.
Maybe you're doing it. Okay, so let's say that you didn't do it. Let's say it wasn't burned. You stunned it.
Okay, so right now. Right now, another condition. Right now, if you put him from part to part, you didn't say, I help. Stop for doing it. What are you doing?
Okay.
You said, there's no reason.
What I'm trying to say is that the fact that you know that, so that's what Fadal said, they're saying. The fact that you are transferring it to a different part might be that there's intention
long,
over there.
Long-term story.
Something like that, right. Therefore, be across the board. So even if you have, you can maybe justify why you're doing it, it might not help you then. Yeah, because there are times when you're doing it for these reasons. Yeah, therefore that's enough. Yeah.
Okay. Bottom right, clear reason. Absolutely nothing. But bottom right, clear. Don't do it at home.
Well, okay, no. So it's not so much not to do it. The Magen Avraham says not to do it. My Mishpura is the mate for them. Okay. So the big Machabina for this is if you have, it's not quite the same case, but it's. Many states should be totally on the same thing, which is if you have your cholas is starting to burn, it's drying out,
right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you want to add water to it,
right.
Okay. So what can you do? So one of the aids is go to the urn, put hot water inside the urn, inside the a mug, and pour it into the cholam pot.
But that's only cold.
Huh?
Right now you need to
be yes, according to the Magen Avraham, there's a thud that should be awesome. Yeah? Okay? But again, the Maestro, the Mishnah is Meiko, and, again, not exactly in this case, because these cases where you'd be taking the mug and putting the mug on the fire. Here, you're not putting the mug on the fire, you're putting the water inside the mug on the fire. But Shom Zamora says, yeah, it can't, the water inside can't be, they say, worse than the mug itself. Okay, so he, according to Mr. Brewer, it would be okay. The Rav said you can display the colors. Okay, everyone got it? Okay, everyone got it?
Yeah. I would like to add to this point that if you have such a situation with Chom in a crock pot, then using the mug is the preferred solution
rather
than bringing the crock pot to it because the crock will bring it back in. You just
excellent. Very good. And that's lovely. Very good. Yeah, I never thought that. Very good. Yeah, hear what he says. Because there's another insight over here, which is you can, okay, let's just talk about on a hot plate. You've got your trolley sitting on a hot plate, so in theory you can pick it up, have in mind that you've got to put it back on. Yeah, it's all fully cooked, or metal other things. You go to the urn and you pour you open up the urn, you pour directly into the trolley.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Because it's cooking. It's cooking.
No, let's just okay.
There was a situation you put in Chon. Cliche. And right now,
you can't still putting it back on the fire. Why is this one
better?
No.
That means proper cliche. The other means you're taking.
And cliche. Right now, there's still nothing. Cool.
Yeah, you're still putting it back on the fire. You're trying to put it back on.
Yes, but the situation is time and like putting in. It is one bitch.
Okay, well, you're still. If there's a hashash of cooking, you can never do a hazara. That's fine. Hazara is always after you've done you find part. There's no mitzvah. The moment it's into vicious honesty, you definitely cannot do Hazara. Huh? So it can't be there. It has to be the material. Has to be. It's only shy if it's fully cooked.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So yeah, but there is a danger. That's what I thought you were going to say. Not which is not inside the Shabbos, not your Shabbos, which is you could make your herb meaty. Yeah, well, if it's too close, but we are meekle, but let's get it as something to be avoided. So, either if you're doing that way, you have to have your trolley, you make sure your trolley pot is quite, this amount is so low, make sure that the steam from the trolley pot is not going to hit to your urn. Okay?
Is the problem with the plastic spout or the metal urn?
I mean, it's both.
Is it?
Yes, that was the first thing to say. Pour it in the same and pour it in the
back.
Yeah, no, okay. So mitzat chazara. So in theory, pulling direct from the earth is better, because then according to Magen Avraham, it would also be a get. But mitzat your chashash of getting, making it easy, the rather pouring the mind is better. The Rav said, yeah, he was happier with that option. Okay. We're after the mansion. Okay. This is a chazar the wall outside. No more chazar left. I'm not adding to
the sheep.